I'm Jeb Sharp, and you're with The World. It's a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Imagine going to your first official day on the job knowing that some of your new employees lobbied Congress to block you from getting hired. That's basically what happened to Scott Pruitt today. The new chief of the Environmental Protection Agency publicly addressed his staff at the D.C. headquarters today. You could call it an attempt to hit a reset button. The World's Carolyn Beeler was monitoring the talk. Carolyn, what was the tone of this address to the staff?
This was Pruitt really asking his staff to play nice. He talked a little bit about baseball. He name-dropped some of the founding fathers. And he said, listen, you don't know me very well. You might have read about me in the newspaper, but give me a chance, get to know me, and let's all try to get along here.
Stability is something that I believe in very much. You know, we ought to be able to get together and wrestle through some very difficult issues and do so in a civil manner.
So Pruitt was appointed by a president who says he really wants to cut back the EPA. While he was Attorney General of Oklahoma, he sued the EPA more than a dozen times, and there was really unprecedented pushback against his nomination from both former and current EPA employees. So he was really sort of trying to extend an olive branch here and say, hey, give me a chance.
So here he is finally. Was there any substantial environmental policy introduced?
Not really. This was more about broadly setting out his vision for the direction of the agency, which had a lot to do with shifting regulatory authority back to the states. He talked a lot about federalism and not overstepping the authority that Congress has given to the Environmental Protection Agency. He also stressed something that he said more than once during his congressional nomination hearings, which is that being pro-business and pro-environment are not mutually exclusive. He also said one other thing that I think was sort of the closest to his outlining of a mission statement for the Pruitt Environmental Protection Agency, and here is what that was.
Regulations ought to make things regular. Regulators exist to give certainty to those that they regulate. Those that we regulate ought to know what's expected of them so that they can plan and allocate resources to comply. That's really the job of a regulator.
So now that Pruitt is in office, what should we expect to happen?
Well, he's expected to very quickly jump on rolling back the Clean Power Plan, which is the Obama-era regulation that requires electric power generators to cut back on their carbon pollution by about 30%. He alluded to sort of regulatory overstepping leading to litigation in his speech today, and that was probably an allusion to the Clean Power Plan, which is stuck up in the courts right now. And he plans not to just undo the Clean Power Plan, but also bring up the question of whether the EPA even has the authority under the Clean Air Act to regulate carbon dioxide. So that's expected to happen very quickly, as is reversal of a rule that extends more federal authority over water protections.
It's so interesting to hear all this and think, okay, this is the United States, this is a federal agency, here he is, and we're talking constantly about a new administration, but the environment is global. Where does this fit into the global picture?
That's right, Jeb. Obviously, pollution does not know borders or boundaries. The U.S. is the world's second largest producer of greenhouse gases that contribute to climate change. And if the head of the agency in charge of protecting the environment in the U.S. is saying, I don't even know if I have authority to regulate carbon dioxide pollution, that really has the power to deflate the international momentum that we have right now to try to fight against climate change.
The story's not over. The World's Carolyn Beeler, thanks.
Thanks, Jeb.